All right, so let's imagine this. You're getting ready to do a remodel on your kitchen, finally getting around to it. You hire a contractor, sign a contract, start dreaming of all the fancy new stuff you're going to have. And then the contractor decides to pass the buck subcontracts the whole job out to their buddy
Boy.
without even telling you. And then it turns out to be a total disaster.
Oh,
Leaky faucets, cabinets are all messed up, the whole nine yards.
no. Wow.
Can you still hold the original contractor responsible?
That's a great question. And
I think so.
this is the kind of thing that we're going to dive into today.
Yeah, in this fascinating legal case, Rosenberg v. Sun, Inc., this is a wild ride through the world of contracts. We're
is.
going to break down all the legal jargon,
Absolutely.
explore all the twists and turns of this case, and uncover what it means for you.
Yeah, it's really compelling because I think it tackles a common misconception
Okay.
about contracts.
Yeah.
People assume that just assigning their rights and responsibilities
Yeah.
to somebody else automatically gets them off the hook.
Right.
But as we'll see, it's not that simple.
Yeah. So before we dive into all the drama, let's lay some groundwork.
Sure.
Can you explain the difference between assignment and delegation in contract law?
Absolutely. So let's start with assignment.
Okay.
Think of it like transferring a concert ticket.
Okay.
You're giving someone else your rights under that contract. So in this case, maybe the right to receive payment or the right to those shiny new cabinets you were talking about.
Yeah.
Delegation, on the other hand, is more like asking a friend to pick up your dry cleaning.
Yeah.
You're transferring a duty that you have under a contract, but you're still ultimately responsible
Right.
if your friend forgets to grab your lucky suit, for example.
Right. So assignment is about the rights delegation is about the duties.
Exactly.
But what happens when things go wrong?
Yeah.
Does the original party always remain liable?
That's where the case of the Rosenbergs and their Dairy Queen comes in.
Right, their Dairy Queen. Oh, this is interesting. Oh. So back in 1980, the Rosenbergs decided to sell their Dairy Queen franchise to a woman named Mary Pratt.
They did.
This wasn't just any ordinary sale. The contract had a specific clause that Pratt would make payments over 15 years, but couldn't make any prepayments for the first 5 years. So this no prepayment clause is going to be crucial later on.
They're very
So
important.
keep that in mind. Okay, I'm already sensing some contractual shenanigans brewing here. Did Pratt stick to the agreement?
So Pratt later assigned her rights and duties under the contract to a company called Sun Inc.
Okay.
And to their credit, they got the Rosenbergs' consent for this move.
Okay.
But hold on tight, because here's where things take a turn.
Uh-oh.
Sun Inc. then assigns the contract to yet another company, Merit Corporation, without bothering to loop in the Rosenbergs for their consent.
Wait, so we have three companies involved now.
We do.
This is like a game of contractual hot potato.
It is.
What happened next?
Well, it gets even
Yeah.
messier. Merit Corporation decided to make a large prepayment on that contract, completely ignoring that no prepayment clause we talked about.
Oh, wow.
And if that wasn't enough,
Right.
Merit eventually defaulted on the payments,
Oh my God.
leaving a hefty unpaid balance.
Talk about a Dairy Queen meltdown.
Yeah.
So the Rosenbergs are left holding the empty cone here. Who do they go after for the money?
Well, Merit Corporation had already declared bankruptcy, so they set their sights on Pratt and Son Inc., hoping to recoup their losses.
Okay.
But here's where the case takes a really surprising turn.
Okay.
The trial court actually sided with Pratt and Son Inc., dismissing the Rosenbergs' claims.
Hold on. Even though Pratt was the original buyer and Son, Inc. was involved in this chain of assignments, the court said they weren't liable.
That's exactly right.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, you're picking up on a key point here.
I think so.
The Rosenbergs weren't satisfied with the trial court's decision,
Okay.
so they appealed, taking the case all the way to the Supreme Court of North Dakota.
Right.
That's where the real legal battle begins, and it's going to reveal some crucial insights about contracts.
All right. I am hooked. What exactly was the legal issue that the Supreme Court had to grapple with here?
The central question was, does assigning a contract, even with the original party's consent, automatically release that assignor from all liability?
Okay.
In other words, can Pratt and Son Inc. completely wash their hands of this agreement just because they pass it on to someone else?
Right.
To answer that, we have to unpack the concept of novation.
Okay. That sounds like a pretty important concept.
It is.
We're going to get into all that when we come back after a
Yes.
short break.
Looking forward to it.
We're going to dive into the Supreme Court's decision and find out what happened to the Rosenbergs and their Dairy Queen dilemma.
Yes, we are.
Welcome back. So last time we left the Rosenbergs facing a huge legal hurdle. The trial court said Pratt and Son Inc. weren't responsible for Merit's Dairy Queen debacle.
Right.
Even though they were part of this whole assignment chain.
Mm-hmm. So how did the Supreme Court of North Dakota untangle this contractual knot?
Well, the Supreme Court's decision really hinged on this concept of novation.
Okay.
And how it differs from just a simple assignment. Mm-hmm. And they zeroed in on North Dakota's Uniform Commercial Code.
Okay.
Specifically section 41002-161. Which states that delegating performance doesn't automatically release the original party from liability.
Ah, the UCC strikes again.
It does.
So even though the Rosenbergs consented to Pratt assigning her rights and duties to Sun, Inc.,
right,
the Supreme Court said she wasn't completely off the hook.
Exactly. They emphasized that a novation, which is essentially a brand new agreement, that releases the original party from their obligations,
okay,
requires everyone involved to agree to it.
So it's like a contract reset button.
It is.
Just because the Rothenbergs agreed to the Pratt Son Inc. assignment,
right,
doesn't automatically mean they hit that reset button and released Pratt from all future responsibility.
See.
Okay, so consent to an assignment isn't the same as consent to a release from liability.
Right.
That's a really important distinction.
It is.
Did the Supreme Court consider any other factors in their decision?
Yes, they did. One interesting angle they looked at was whether the changes made to the original contract after Pratt's assignment, particularly Merit Corporation's prepayment, negatively impacted Pratt's position.
Interesting. So if Merit's actions had somehow harmed Pratt's interests, could that have led to her being released from liability?
It's possible.
Almost like a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah, but the court clarified that proving whether those changes were truly harmful to Pratt would require a much deeper investigation into the specific facts of the case.
Okay.
And that just couldn't be achieved in a simple summary judgment.
Got it. So this wasn't just a simple black-and-white legal issue.
Right.
The court had to consider all the nuances and wrinkles of the situation.
You nailed it. And that's one of the things that makes this case so instructive. It highlights that while those legal principles are crucial how they apply in real-world scenarios, often depends on the specific circumstances of each case.
So no easy shortcuts in contract law.
Not in this case.
I'm guessing Sun, Inc. probably tried to wriggle out of liability using some legal maneuvering.
Oh, they definitely tried.
Did any of their arguments hold water?
Well, for instance, Sun, Inc. claimed that Pratt's assignment effectively transformed her into a surety.
Okay.
Basically, they argued she became like a backup singer, only secondarily liable if the lead singer, in this case Merit, couldn't perform.
Interesting.
However, the Supreme Court wasn't buying it.
So what was their rationale for shooting down that argument?
They emphasized that without a crystal clear novation, Pratt remained in the spotlight as the primary liable party.
Okay.
The original contract still held her responsible for those obligations, no matter how many times the agreement was passed around.
So no legal loopholes for Sun, Inc. So what are the big takeaways from this case for our listeners?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether they're buying a business, hiring a contractor, or even just striking a deal with a friend.
Yeah.
There's some valuable lessons here, right?
Absolutely. One of the most important lessons is that you can't just unilaterally abandon your responsibilities under a contract.
Right.
It's not like tossing your dirty laundry to a roommate and calling it a day.
Right.
It takes a clear agreement from everyone involved to truly release someone from their obligations.
It really reinforces that the original intent of the contract matters.
It does.
You can't just assume you're off the hook because you've passed the baton to someone else.
Exactly. And from a practical standpoint, this case highlights the importance of clear and comprehensive contract drafting.
Okay.
If you're assigning a contract, spell out whether the assigner, the person transferring their rights and duties, is being released from liability.
Okay.
Don't leave any room for ambiguity or assumptions.
So no more handshake deals. Get everything down in black and white. Make sure everyone understands what they're signing.
Yeah.
And avoid any potential Dairy Queen disasters.
Exactly right. And remember, even if the assigner believes their position has been negatively impacted by changes made after the assignment, proving that in court is complex and often unsuccessful.
Okay.
It's not a guaranteed get out of jail free card.
So just because you feel wronged doesn't mean you have an airtight case.
That's right. Each case is unique, and courts will scrutinize those specific facts to determine whether a novation was truly intended or whether the assigner's position was genuinely harmed.
All right, so we've unpacked the legal arguments, explored the twists and turns of Rosenberg v. Sun, Inc., and gleaned some really essential takeaways about assignment, novation, and the importance of clear contract drafting.
Absolutely.
But before we wrap up, I want to hear your thoughts on something.
Sure.
What are some of the broader implications of this case? How might it apply in other contexts beyond just the sale of a business?
That's a great question. One area where this case could have significant implications is the gig economy.
Okay.
Think about freelance platforms, ride-sharing services, or delivery apps. Tasks and projects are constantly being reassigned or subcontracted in those environments.
Right.
How might the principles of assignment and novation play out in those situations?
That's a really thought-provoking point.
Yeah.
It seems like the lines can get pretty blurry.
They can.
When you're dealing with digital platforms and multiple layers of contractors.
Absolutely.
It's definitely something for our listeners to consider as the gig economy continues to evolve.
Exactly. It's a whole new frontier of contractual relationships, and cases like Rosenberg v. Sun, Inc. Provide a valuable framework for understanding how those traditional legal principles might apply in these novel contexts.
It's a reminder that contract law is constantly evolving to keep pace with the changing ways we do business.
It is, and that careful consideration of assignment, delegation, and novation is crucial for protecting everyone's interests.
Well said. I think our listeners are walking away from this deep dive with a much clearer understanding of these often confusing concepts.
I hope so. It's been a pleasure exploring this case with you and shedding light on its practical implications.
Likewise, thanks for sharing your expertise with us today.
Anytime.
It really is fascinating to think about how a case about a Dairy Queen in North Dakota could have such far-reaching implications.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of contract law. It's constantly adapting to this changing landscape of business and technology.
Absolutely. And cases like this one serve as important reminders that whether you're dealing with a traditional brick and mortar business or navigating those complexities of the gig economy, understanding the fundamentals of assignment, delegation, and novation is crucial.
So to wrap things up for our listeners, let's distill this down to some actionable takeaways.
Okay.
If you find yourself in a situation involving the assignment of a contract, what are the key things to keep in mind?
I'd say the first takeaway is to be crystal clear about liability.
Coke.
When drafting or reviewing a contract, explicitly state whether the assigner, the person transferring their rights and duties, is released from liability.
Okay.
If the contract doesn't address this directly, the courts will generally assume that the original party remains on the hook.
So dot your I's and cross your I's, legally speaking.
Yes, exactly.
What's another important point for our listeners to remember?
Well, we've learned that courts don't just assume a novation has occurred based on actions or informal agreements.
Right.
If you want to create a novation, essentially hitting that reset button on the contract and releasing that original party, you need a formal written agreement signed by all the parties involved.
Got it. So when it comes to novations, get it in writing and leave no room for interpretation.
Exactly.
Any other parting words of wisdom you want to leave our listeners with?
Here's a final thought that's worth pondering. Even if the assigner believes they've been negatively affected by changes made after the assignment, proving that to a court satisfaction is a steep uphill battle.
Wow.
It's not a foolproof get out of jail free card.
So it's essential to proceed with caution and seek legal advice if you find yourself in a sticky situation.
Yes.
Involving the assignment of a contract. Remember, knowledge is power.
It is.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive into the world of contracts and legal obligations.
It has.
We've uncovered the twists and turns of Rosenberg v. Sun, Inc.
Yes.
Demystified some key legal concepts.
We have.
And explored those broader implications of this case for the ever-evolving landscape of business.
It's a pleasure.
The pleasure was all mine. Thanks for joining us on this journey of legal discovery.
Of course.
And to our listeners, thanks for being a part of the deep dive.
Yes, thank you.
We hope you've gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life and business endeavors.
Absolutely.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and as always, read the fine print.
Always good advice.